Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I was also working with someone who's going to join us now.
Oh, is that right?
That's right.
Okay.
Charles Barkley, the one and only Hall of Fame NBA player, co-host of Inside the NBA, and a good friend of the show. Chuck, thanks so much for taking the time to join us. It's good to talk to you again. You might not remember me back in 2007.
It's
but
a long time ago, Chuck.
It was. I was an intern at NBA TV, and I worked on your Chuck's Bucks. So it's good to talk to you again. Thank you for taking the time. How's the Saturday going?
I'm glad you're still being successful. So that's a good thing.
We've come a long way together.
Hey, listen. I'm just glad to still have a job. So
me too.
I'm excited. You got a job. I thought I was going to get fired any day. Now they told me I might have a job. So, I'm excited for both of us.
Yeah, let's jump right into that. I mean, obviously, you know, like you mentioned, right? I mean, regardless of what level it's on, Chuck, I mean, we all have jobs. We all go through, you know, new employers and such, and we're fearful in certain moments of what that's going to look like, you know, what road lies ahead. What has that been feeling like knowing that, you know, it's gotten picked up and you're going to be able to hang with the fellas a little bit more?
Yeah, I really wasn't concerned about that, to be honest with you. I was just concerned about the people I work with, you know, because, you know, I know those people really well. We've been together for 25 years. I was never worried about me, Ernie, Kenny, and Shaq, because obviously we're going to have up opportunities. But it was very frustrating. It's been frustrating because, you know, you talk to, like, I've never had, like, a normal life. I don't mean that, like, in a negative way. But, like, you know, when you talk to people who you're friends with, they're like, yo, man, I'm married. I got kids. I got a mortgage. And I ain't going to have no job in 6-7 months. And that's, like, a real thing. And, you know, I've been in the NBA my whole life, so I've never been really around people who had to worry about their job security, to be honest with you. But it was so stressful at work because, number one, you could tell we were going to lose the contract. I mean, it was just, you know, it was too many rumors out there. It was too much smoke out there. You knew it was a fire. But just being around and that people I call my friends. Dude, I've been with these people for 25 years. I've seen them have kids. I've seen them graduate college. I've seen them have, you know, I mean, like they in the beginning, they would bring their kids in. Then I've seen their kids graduate college. I mean, so 25 years, but I'm happy for the people who work behind the scenes.
Chuck, I mean, going back to when I was there, they were the nicest people in the world. That was the best summer of my life working in Atlanta with a lot of those people. So,
well, it's not like that. Hey, Kate, it's not like that now.
No,
we used to have a great organization going back to Mark Lazarus, who run NBC now, and David Levy, mm-hmm. who was a great boss. Our last two mergers have put us in some with just people who don't even treat people with dignity, you know, and it really pisses us off. Like Turner used to be the greatest place in the world to work, like you said, mm-hmm. but we've merged twice. And it seems like the more times we merge, the worse people get treated.
I mean, yeah, I'll tell you what's fun. They haven't even told us we lost the NBA yet.
Wow.
You know, we have to hear it. We have to hear it through the media. And then even this thing with ABC, ESPN, we heard it on the, I heard it on the internet.
Right.
Wow. And you're going to get.
I mean, what's really funny, Scott Van Pelt, Brian Windhorst, L. Duncan, Bob Myers, who are all friends of mine, who I really like a lot. They called me, they text me, welcome me to the ESPN family. And I'm like, what happened? And then like 8 hours later, the thing, like, you know, TNT didn't even have the courtesy to like, hey, we're going to do the show. I mean, which that would to me, if I basically we got traded. If I was going to trade somebody I have respect for and appreciate, I would at least give them a heads up. I wouldn't let them hear about it from other people or the internet.
Especially after you've been together for 20-some years, like you mentioned, Chuck. That's the crazy
Ernest
thing
been
about
there, it. Ernest's been there like 36.
Right.
And Kenny's been, I want to say, 28. I think he's been there 3 years. I think Shaq's only been there like 15. But to hear it from the internet really pissed me off, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, and I think it got a lot of us, right, those fans of the show, upset as well. Chuck, talk to me about, you know, inside the NBA as a component and an extension of the NBA itself, right, the association. Why do you feel like it's so successful, right? Because it speaks to different people, right? It's not just one group of people. Everybody likes it. You know, obviously it's such a popular show. What do you think has been, like, the secret sauce that makes it so palatable for everybody?
Well, number one, you said something that's really important. Why different people like it. Number one, thank you for the compliment. But, okay, so there's two audiences. Number one, you automatically going to get basketball fans. That's easy. The key is to get a wife, a girlfriend, a son, and a daughter to want to watch either with their significant other or their parents. And the people behind the scenes who do all the work, you know, because every time I go to work, I ask them fools at work, what time y'all been here? They've been there since like noon. And we go on at 7 o'clock at night. I'm like, what the hell have y'all been doing for 7 hours? And, you know, first of all, I think they're full of crap. They're like, well, we've been doing a lot. I said, there's nothing to take 7 hours. There's nothing to take 7 hours. Let's get that out the way. But, you know, they go in at noon and we come in at 6 o'clock. Put on makeup and put on a suit and go on TV and act like a fool from 7 to 2 in the morning. So I admire those people, but they do a fantastic job of making sure that second group of people have fun because, man, we could go out there and beat you to death with X and O's, but nobody would really understand. But we really want people to have fun. We really do. We want people to have fun. And that's the most important thing.
That's how we feel on this show. Chuck, you know, we're it's a gambling show, but we call it wagertainment, right? Where we can't pound you over the head with a bunch of bets and lines and stuff like that, but we want to have a little bit of fun in between so that way it can be like that for everybody. Do you think gambling as a whole, Chuck, has brought fans, you know, closer to the sport or sports in general, or has it created this like unrealistic expectation between players and teams and the consumer?
It's a smorgasbord of both. First of all, one of the reasons the NFL is King Kong has always been because of gambling. That's why NFL, you know, they make us hide out on Tuesday night now so we don't have to go up against the Thursday night game. That's how popular – we got a popular show, but like, yeah, we're just wasting our time going up against the NFL. So we have to go to Tuesday nights until football is over. But football King Kong, it's a lot to do with gambling. And listen, I don't fake it. I gamble. They tricked me today because I took damn Ole Miss. I was like, why in the world would Ole
Miss? Chuck, I took Ole Miss too. I lost some money.
I was like, they want you to take Florida. I said, they want you. I was like, no. I got tricked by that line. But the only thing I hate about gambling, I'm not going to lie to y'all, is I don't think people should be able to bet. I never bet in game. And I don't think it should be as easy as just like you sitting in your seat making bets. Because at that point, to me, you're just chasing, to be honest with you. But I don't think in the middle of a basketball game, you should be able to get your phone and pick whether the guy's going to make 2 free throws or not. Because I just think, wow, that's a lot. And you're talking to a guy who likes to gamble. I'm like, man, who – like you can bet who's going to make the next shot. I mean, it's gotten like, whoa, man, it's a lot. And like I say, I like to gamble. I'm going to keep gambling. Nobody could, you know, because, you know, people have criticized me from gambling before. And I said, wait a minute. When I was poor in Alabama, y'all didn't ship no damn money.
Right.
Y'all never said, hey, that Barkley, that Charles Barkley mom's a maid, let's, and the three boys, let's send them money. Now I got money and I like to gamble. They want to tell me we shouldn't be gambling. Shut the hell up. Everybody likes to gamble. I think you have to do it in moderation. Mm-hmm. But, man, I was so mad today. I was like, man, Florida has played all right, but Ole Miss is, Florida played great last week, too. And I'm like, why are they getting 13? Now they're trying to trick us. Ole Miss going to blow them out. And I'm like, damn. And I sit there, you're like, at no point. That's the thing I really hate the most. That's like my biggest pet peeve with gambling. When you bet on a game and you ain't got no chance of winning, I watched that whole game. I was going back and forth between the Ohio State Indiana game. I was like, at no point when I kept flicking back and forth, I was, there's no way they're gonna cover 14. They might win the game, but they got no chance of covering.
Right, they're not rattling off 21 points anytime soon.
Yeah, no, right. definitely not. That was a tough one for Indiana. We're talking with Charles Barkley, host of Inside the NBA and an NBA Hall of Famer. Chuck, speaking of gambling, a lot of people bet on Bronny James for Rookie of the Year. I mean, a big name like Bronny, of course, he's going to attract a lot of bets. I don't think that's going to come to fruition, but just in terms of how LeBron and the Lakers have handled this whole situation, what are your thoughts on that?
They've handled it awful. Awful. I thought it was a, you know, because it was so fun. I was taping that match with Ken Griffey Jr. about right way before the season started. He was telling me him and his dad were going to go out for that first game. And then I was with my foolish friends like later, like, you think Bronny's going to make the opening day roster? I'm like, there's 100% chance. I said, there's no way in the world Nike is flying Ken Griffey Sr. Jr. out there and Bronny don't get on the court with his dad.
Right, and his dad's not going to let him play.
That's a Nike commercial waiting to happen. That's waiting to happen. But I thought it was great, a little ceremonial first game. But the kid's not ready to play in the NBA. And he should be in the G League and so he can play basketball. He's not going to get better sitting on the bench. But also, this thing where he's only going to play home games.
That's wild. Not traveling with the team.
It's wild. If you mean stupid.
Yes.
Because it's not fair to him. It's not fair to the team. Can you imagine a coach of that team? Like, you come off a road trip, and there's a player you ain't seen in a week or two, and then you feel like you probably got to play him. So I don't think they're doing Bronny any favors, and they just handled this thing really bad. It's a bad look for the Lakers. I actually think it's a bad look for – you know, I really like everything LeBron's done, but this is a bad look for him, in my opinion.
All right, Chuck, we made a bet about your bets for the day. I set the line at 2.5, and I took the under because I assumed you just saw a couple bets you liked, went big, and then just sat back for the rest of the day. Kate
and
thinks
Chuck,
it's
I
over.
Took the over.
So what is it? What is it?
Wait, okay. So I had UConn, Ole Miss, BC.
Oh, man.
I told you.
And I hit one more. I had one more in the 12 o'clock window.
That's the 12 o'clock window only, like, Chuck.
The over's already hitting.
So I win. I get some of these Chuck's bucks once again.
Right. Give me your favorite NFL pick for tomorrow, Chuck.
You know, I tell you what, I won't start looking at NFL. Okay. I kind of glanced at it a little bit because it's still a long day, brother.
You're right.
Let me tell you something. I'm getting ready to get on the – when I get off the phone with you guys, I'm going Auburn. I think they're going to upset Texas A&M tonight. And I got to look, see if there's some more games I'm going to bet on.
I like the Auburn one because there's a little look ahead for Texas A&M.
Auburn looked good last week against Louisiana Monroe. That's why. I know what you're doing,
Chuck.
See,
first of all, listen, see, this is how bad things are. We have to brag about beating Louisiana Monroe.
That is how bad it is.
In Auburn right now. You know what? My friends called me last week. Dude, are you watching Auburn? I said, we're playing Louisiana Monroe. I'm not going to watch Auburn play Louisiana Monroe. Now, I'm going to watch Auburn play Texas A&M. Right. That's like SEC, obviously. But I'm not going to go around bragging that we beat Louisiana Monroe. Please stop it.
Chuck, we appreciate you taking the time to join us. We'll talk to you, hopefully, once again on the show. And best of luck with your Auburn bet tonight. We'll be cheering for the Tigers for you.
I'll be tailing.
Hey, I appreciate it. Y'all be safe, and thanks for having me.
Always.
Charles Barkley, host of Inside the NBA, and, of course, an NBA Hall of Famer.
Four bets in the 12
o'clock window.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.